Cambridge English Movers 2, published by Cambridge University Press and Cambridge English Language Assessment 2018. This recording is copyright. CD 2. Test 3.
Hello. This is the Cambridge English Movers Listening Test. Look at part one. Now look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello, Mrs. Young. Here's a photo of my friend Vicky's roller skating party.
Oh, that looks fun.
Yes, it was. There's Vicky. She's standing on one leg.
Whoa! She's very good at roller skating. Who's she waving at?
Me, I think. I took the photo.
Can you see the line? This is an example. Now you listen and draw lines. 1.
Who's that? The woman who's watching the children.
Oh, that's Vicky's mum.
And what's her name?
It's Daisy. She's got some lemonade for us. We all got thirsty.
Two.
I can see someone who's sitting on the floor. Look.
Yes, that's Peter. He wasn't very careful.
Was he okay?
Oh, yes. He's laughing. See?
Three.
And who's the man near the table with the cake?
That's Paul. He's helping that girl to put on her roller skates.
Is he her dad?
Yes, he is.
Four.
Look at Lily.
Where?
She's holding the clown's hand. Can you see her?
Has she also got a balloon?
Yes, that's her.
Five.
And there's Sam.
Which one is he?
He's playing music.
Does he like doing that?
Yes, he loves playing music for parties.
Now listen to part one again. 1.
Who's that? The woman who's watching the children.
Oh, that's Vicky's mum.
And what's her name?
It's Daisy. She's got some lemonade for us. We all got thirsty.
2.
I can see someone who's sitting on the floor. Look.
Yes, that's Peter. He wasn't very careful.
Was he okay?
Oh, yes. He's laughing. See?
3.
And who's the man near the table with the cake?
That's Paul. He's helping that girl to put on her roller skates.
Is he her dad?
Yes, he is.
4.
Look at Lily.
Where?
She's holding the clown's hand. Can you see her?
Has she also got a balloon?
Yes, that's her.
5.
And there's Sam.
Which one is he?
He's playing music.
Does he like doing that?
Yes, he loves playing music for parties.
That is the end of part one. Part 2. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello, Uncle Charlie. Mom told me that you've got a new apartment.
Yes, that's right. It's opposite the river.
Wow. Do you like living opposite the river?
Yes, I like going for walks there.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write. 1.
Is your apartment in a big building?
Oh, yes. There are 23 floors.
Wow, 23 floors? Do you live at the top?
Yes, I do. It's good that it's got an elevator.
2.
And what's your favorite part of your new apartment? Is it the kitchen?
No, I love to cook, but the balcony's my favorite part.
The balcony?
Yes, I'm growing some plants there.
3.
Can people have pets in your new apartment building?
Yes, but only pets which are small and quiet. I want to get some fish.
Fish are very quiet and small.
Yes, they are. I like watching them.
Me too.
4.
Mom and I want to see your new apartment. It sounds great. Can we come this week?
Yes, I'd like that. Come for dinner.
Is Monday okay?
Monday is great.
5.
And which bus stop is best for your apartment building?
You can get off the bus at Hill Street.
Did you say Hall Street?
No, Hill Street. H-I-L-L.
Great. See you then.
Now listen to part 2 again. 1.
Is your apartment in a big building?
Oh, yes. There are 23 floors.
Wow, 23 floors? Do you live at the top?
Yes, I do. It's good that it's got an elevator.
2.
And what's your favorite part of your new apartment? Is it the kitchen?
No, I love to cook, but the balcony's my favorite part.
The balcony?
Yes, I'm growing some plants there.
3.
Can people have pets in your new apartment building?
Yes, but only pets which are small and quiet. I want to get some fish.
Fish are very quiet and small.
Yes, they are. I like watching them.
Me too.
4.
Mom and I want to see your new apartment. It sounds great. Can we come this week?
Yes, I'd like that. Come for dinner.
Is Monday okay?
Monday is great.
5.
And which bus stop is best for your apartment building?
You can get off the bus at Hill Street.
Did you say Hall Street?
No, Hill Street. H-I-L-L.
Great. See you then.
2. 3. Listen and look. There is one example. Jack is helping his teacher. Where must Jack put these things?
That was a busy day in our classroom. Now, I need to put these things in the right places. Can you help me, Jack?
Yes, I like helping.
Thanks. Do you see those rulers? You drew your maps with them.
Yes, I've got them.
Can you please put them by the window?
OK.
Can you see the letter F? Now you listen and write a letter in each box. 1.
It was fun when we went outside to skip today.
Yes, it was. But then it rained.
Here's your jacket. It isn't wet now.
How about putting it on my chair?
OK.
Thanks.
2.
Did you enjoy singing today?
Yes, we were very loud.
We can practice again tomorrow. But now, can you put the guitar behind the door?
Is it safe there?
Not really. It's safer in the cupboard. Please put it there.
3.
You wrote a great story today.
I made lots of mistakes.
That's okay.
And I needed a rubber. I've got it here.
Put it on my desk, please. No, sorry. It can go on top of the bookcase.
4.
Do you like the photo of our class?
Yes, you took it when school started this year.
Some children saw it today, but some didn't.
I think everyone would like to see it.
Me too. Can you put it over there? Under the clock, please.
Yes.
5.
Look, here's our homework.
Oh, dear. I meant to give it back to everyone today. I must do that tomorrow.
Where would you like it now?
Can you think of a good place?
How about the computer table?
Yes, thank you, Jack.
Now listen to part 3 again. 1.
It was fun when we went outside to skip today.
Yes, it was. But then it rained.
Here's your jacket. It isn't wet now.
How about putting it on my chair?
OK.
Thanks.
2.
Did you enjoy singing today?
Yes, we were very loud.
We can practice again tomorrow. But now, can you put the guitar behind the door?
Is it safe there?
Not really. It's safer in the cupboard. Please put it there.
3.
You wrote a great story today.
I made lots of mistakes.
That's okay.
And I needed a rubber. I've got it here.
Put it on my desk, please. No, sorry. It can go on top of the bookcase.
4.
Do you like the photo of our class?
Yes, you took it when school started this year.
Some children saw it today. But some didn't.
I think everyone would like to see it.
Me too. Can you put it over there? Under the clock, please.
Yes.
5.
Look, here's our homework.
Oh, dear. I meant to give it back to everyone today. I must do that tomorrow.
Where would you like it now?
Can you think of a good place?
How about the computer table?
Yes, thank you, Jack.
That is the end of part three. Part 4. Look at the pictures. Listen and look. There is one example. What did Anna do at the farm?
What did you do at the farm, Anna? Did you feed the horse some carrots?
My cousin did that. I went for a ride around all the fields.
And what about Grandpa?
He washed the horse. It loved that.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. Who is on Grace's poster?
I bought a poster of my favourite film star.
Did you, Grace? Do you mean the film star with the curly hair?
No, my favourite star has straight hair and it's very short.
Oh yes, I know the person that you mean.
2. What can Aunt Lucy have in her tea?
Aunt Lucy, can I make a cup of tea for you?
Yes, please. Can I have some lemon in it?
Sorry, we haven't got any, and we haven't got milk.
Okay. Do you have sugar?
Yes, we do, and we have biscuits too.
Great!
3. What is Sally doing now?
Sally? What are you doing now? Are you playing a game on your tablet?
No, I'm reading a comic book.
Is there a film that you'd like to see at the cinema?
Not today, but can we go another day?
Yes, cool.
4. What must Fred take to the picnic?
Dad? Where's our picnic blanket?
I don't know, Fred. Why?
It's for the class picnic. It's okay. Ben has got one. I can sit on that.
And have you got to take any food to the picnic?
Yes, some sandwiches, and the teacher's got some apples from her garden for us.
5. Which is Claire's favourite day of the week?
I love Wednesdays. It's the day when I go swimming.
I like them too, but they're not my favourite. And I don't like Tuesdays.
Which is your favourite day of the week, Claire?
I like Fridays best.
Now listen to part 4 again. 1. Who is on Grace's poster?
I bought a poster of my favourite film star.
Did you, Grace? Do you mean the film star with the curly hair?
No, my favourite star has straight hair and it's very short.
Oh yes, I know the person that you mean.
2. What can Aunt Lucy have in her tea?
Aunt Lucy, can I make a cup of tea for you?
Yes, please. Can I have some lemon in it?
Sorry, we haven't got any, and we haven't got milk.
Okay. Do you have sugar?
Yes, we do, and we have biscuits too.
Great!
3. What is Sally doing now?
Sally, What are you doing now? Are you playing a game on your tablet?
No, I'm reading a comic book.
Is there a film that you'd like to see at the cinema?
Not today, but can we go another day?
Yes, cool.
4. What must Fred take to the picnic?
Dad, where's our picnic blanket?
I don't know, Fred. Why?
It's for the class picnic. It's okay. Ben has got one. I can sit on that.
And have you got to take any food to the picnic?
Yes, some sandwiches, and the teacher's got some apples from her garden for us.
5. Which is Claire's favorite day of the week?
I love Wednesdays. It's the day when I go swimming.
I like them too, but they're not my favorite. And I don't like Tuesdays.
Which is your favorite day of the week, Claire?
I like Fridays best.
That is the end of part 4. Part 5. Look at the picture. Listen and look. There is one example.
I like colouring pictures.
Well, here's one of a beach. Would you like to colour something?
Yes. I like the dolphin. It's jumping in the water.
That's right. Colour it yellow.
That's a funny colour, but okay.
Can you see the yellow dolphin? This is an example. Now you listen and colour and write. 1.
What can I colour now?
How about the rock?
Yes, it's near the coconut tree.
Good. Colour it blue.
Okay, I like that colour.
Me too. Right. Can you see a pirate?
Which one?
The one who's asleep.
Yes. I want to colour his hat.
Would you like to make it green?
Okay. It's sunny.
It is, but there are some clouds too. Can you colour one of them?
Okay. The smaller one?
No, the one that's above the rainbow. Colour that one, please.
Can I do it pink?
Yes.
Four.
And now can I do some writing?
Yes. Do you see the boxes?
Yes, I do.
A parrot sitting on one of them. Can you write the word food on that one?
Okay. I can do that now.
Five.
Would you like to colour a ball?
The one that the dolphin's playing with?
No, the one which the kangaroo's holding.
Okay. Can I colour it red?
Good idea. This looks brilliant.
Now listen to part 5 again. 1.
What can I colour now?
How about the rock?
Yes, it's near the coconut tree.
Good. Colour it blue.
OK, I like that colour.
Me too. Right. Can you see a pirate?
Which one?
The one who's asleep.
Yes. I want to colour his hat.
Would you like to make it green?
Okay.
Three.
It's sunny.
It is. But there are some clouds too. Can you colour one of them?
OK. The smaller one?
No. The one that's above the rainbow. Colour that one, please.
Can I do it pink?
Yes.
Four.
And now can I do some writing?
Yes. Do you see the boxes?
Yes, I do.
A parrot sitting on one of them. Can you write the word food on that one?
OK. I can do that now.
Five.
Would you like to colour a ball?
The one that the dolphin's playing with.
No, the one which the kangaroo's holding.
OK. Can I colour it red?
Good idea. This looks brilliant.
That is the end of the Movers Listening Test.